Student's Book, Unit 4, Lesson 3, Exercise 1. Listen to two voice memos from students Naveen and Hani, who have done something to improve their mental health. Make notes on the changes the speakers made in their lives and then answer the questions. 1.
This is Naveen, and 6 months ago I was really struggling with my mental health. I was suffering from burnout and I wasn't spending any time on self-care at all. Fortunately, I'm feeling a lot better now. The first step was to work out what was causing the burnout. In my case, I was doing too many things and I couldn't cope. For example, I was trying to do all of my homework perfectly while also playing in 4 sports teams and volunteering at an old people's home on Saturdays. I realised that if you're not spending enough time doing things to promote your own well-being, you'll feel exhausted and sad. I decided to stop being such a perfectionist with my homework, only play in 1 sports team, and only volunteer at the old people's home 2 weekends a month. I always get enough sleep now. Now at the weekend, when I don't have to do anything, I just relax at home and enjoy spending time with my friends and family. Recently, I've learned how to draw animals, but that's just for fun. I don't put any pressure on myself to do it perfectly.
2.
My name's Hani. I didn't think that I would ever have any mental health problems. I used to be so happy and relaxed all the time. Then last year, I started to feel under a lot of pressure at school because we had some important exams. I was so worried about not doing very well in the exams. I didn't want to disappoint my parents, who thought I was a really good student. I suffered from a lot of stress, and it was so bad that I couldn't sleep. Of course, that meant that I was exhausted at school the next day and found it hard to concentrate in my lessons. One day, I fell asleep in the library at school, and a teacher had to come and wake me up. We talked about how I was feeling, and the teacher helped me to make a study plan I could follow and still get enough sleep. I now spend less time studying, but I learn more than I used to because I manage my time better and take regular breaks. I always get at least 8 hours sleep as well.